Hey there, and welcome back to the Brandon Bliss Podcast. I'm your host, Tinsarita, blissandfaith.com, and I'm so stoked that you're joining me for today's episode, where I'm going to be giving you my five best tips for shopping savvy, especially during this holiday season. Today's episode is brought to you by the Do and Done Content Creation Planner. And if anything, just know when you're creating content, it shouldn't be hard, it shouldn't be difficult. The Do and Done Planner actually helps you accomplish this. It helps you to plan out your content, organize it, and track it. You can check out the Do and Done Planner and purchase your copy of it at bit.ly/doanddoneplanner. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Alrighty, so we all know that this is a super busy time of the year, and it's just a mere days before Christmas right now, and you may be scrambling and still in the mindset of full-fledged shopping. And this is one of the reasons why one of my most recent blog posts actually created a gift guide. I created a last-minute gift guide for creative biz ladies. And the thing is, like, a lot of us, we're so busy trying to balance out life and everything that comes along with it on top of the holiday season. And I'll be the first one to say completely transparent here, I am not done with my shopping. And what are we, like, 6 days before Christmas? I'm recording this on the 19th. And yeah, so this is why this episode is going live today. And this post just went live on the blog a couple days ago. You can check out the gift guide if you're still looking for gifts for, you know, the creative biz lady in your life. You can check out the gift guide over on my blog. I will link it in the show notes so that you can check that out. But yeah, basically, to help you kind of through really any time of the year, not just the holiday season, but any time, these are my five best tips for shopping savvy. I worked for many, many years. Prior to running the Bliss and Faith brand and doing some other career endeavors, I worked many, many years in retail. So from all high school, all through college, and even a little bit after college. So if anyone knows how to shop savvy, it's your girl here. And I'm going to be sharing my five best tips for doing so. The number one tip is to follow a list. You definitely want to follow a list. And I actually made, as a bonus, I made in a holiday gift tracker. And basically, it just has a place where you can put the date, the recipient, the gift, whether you purchased it, whether it's wrapped, your budget for it, the cost, and the total. This way, it helps you to not forget anyone that you may be wanting to purchase a gift for and keep track of how much you spent on each person. And in general, you'll be really, really happy and you'll thank yourself in the long run for keeping track of everything. So there'll be no surprises when you check your bank account. Another thing about using a tracker is that it also helps when checking for fraud and identity theft, which is so rampant this time of the year and in this day and age as a whole. The number two tip I have for you is to do your research. Price comparisons will save you a lot of money shopping during this time of the year. Sometimes prices may be lower online than in store, and also look for coupons and special rebates. They come in handy too. You can download a lot of apps on your phone. I'm sorry, there's actually a lot of apps that you can download on your phone that will help you price compare. For instance, I actually use between Amazon, the Walmart app, the Target app. I'll be actually checking those right when I'm in store to see who has the best prices, whether it be online or in store for like Walmart and Target and things like that. And it is so, so helpful. There are some times that I've literally been able to, you know, I'll be in maybe one store and I'll see that something is significantly less expensive or the price is significantly lower at another store. And, you know, it saved me a few bucks and hey, nothing's wrong with that. My third tip is to look for free shipping. Many, many retailers offer free shipping to your house or a location near your home that you can pick up your order from. For instance, big box stores like Walmart and Target, they do this, as well as warehouse stores like Sam's. For most retailers, this episode's been recorded in December 2016. So if you were to have ordered by Sunday the 18th, you can most likely receive your order by Christmas Eve. You know, most retailers promise that. And if you want, you can even pay, expedited shipping. But especially if you order from Amazon, you could definitely place your order at least by this Sunday and had it arrive to you by Christmas Eve. The fourth tip I have for you is to know the return policies for the stores you shop at. A lot of places have special return policies for items purchased during the holiday season. If you're shopping online, you definitely want to take note of stores that do and do not offer free returns and the stipulations that may come with them. Additionally, some stores have restocking fees associated with returns, so you should be aware of those prior to purchasing as well. Usually restocking fees are for like electronic items or high-end items. So for instance, if you're getting like a big screen TV for Christmas or even like a cell phone, you want to definitely find out the store's restocking fee associated with that so that you understand that before you make that purchase. The fifth and final tip I have for you for shopping savvy is to keep all of your receipts from your holiday shopping together, and don't forget to get gift receipts too. I can't stress this enough. It's probably one of the most important rules, and if you only take one thing away from today's episode, please take this away for sure. Use an envelope or a file folder to keep all your receipts in one place. This way, if you have to return something, you can easily access the receipt for it without having to sift through your wallet, your bags, purse, desk, or your car for it. I can personally get better about this myself because I'm that person usually sifting through my purse because I'm, you know, doing so much shopping throughout the week. And over time, you know, my purse, I think it ends up weighing like an additional 5 pounds just from all the paper from receipts that I end up having in it. It's so easy to lose these small sheets of paper this time of the year with so much going on. You'll be up the creek and out of money, stuck with a gift card or having to exchange an item instead of getting your money back if you don't have your receipt most times. Another good rule of thumb is something that I do as a backup. And it's that stores that offer to email your receipt in addition to printing your receipt, definitely have them do this. Always have to send you a copy so you have a copy hanging out in your inbox. I know for a fact that Macy's does this, like Dillard's does it. A lot of basically your anchor stores, your department stores will do it. And I know that like I shop at Carter's for my kids. I know that they do it too. But this so you always have a copy hanging around in your inbox. Another great thing, I know that I shop at Old Navy and I have a Old Navy credit card. They must actually pull up my transaction through my card as well. So that's another thing. And as far as gift receipts go, gift receipts just make it really easy for when you're giving gifts. You can stick the receipt in there. The recipient can, you know, take it back and most likely they can exchange it or get a store credit, and you don't have to worry about getting them the original receipt if you want to kind of keep maybe what you paid for it or you want to keep that to yourself. So I hope these tips were helpful to you. I really hope that you have a wonderful week leading up to Christmas, and that you really, really enjoy your time with your loved ones, and that, if anything, that you're just merry. So, one last thing before we leave is that if you haven't already joined my 12 Days of Content Creation Building Blocks Challenge, it's still going on. You can absolutely join if you want to create better content and take it to the next level in 2017. I think that's something that we all want to do. The challenge will guide you through the fundamentals of creating content, from whom to create it for, to why you're creating it, and how to plan, organize, and track it. So you can sign up for the 12 Days of Content Creation Challenge by visiting bit.ly/buildingblockschallenge. Alrighty, so if you want to reach out to me, I'll be around over the holiday season over the next few weeks. Of course, I don't think I'll be taking really any big breaks except for probably Christmas and New Year's, but you can find me everywhere on social media at Bliss and Faith. Instagram is my jam, so definitely follow me on there. I post daily inspiration, motivation, and behind the scenes upcoming things that are going on with the Bliss and Faith brand. I'm also on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. I'm everywhere at Bliss and Faith, so you can find me there. And if you want to drop me a line in any other way, you can reach out to me at hello@blissandfaith.com. I also have a contact form over on my site, blissandfaith.com. And I would absolutely love, if you're interested in being featured on the podcast, I'm going to definitely be having that as a staple for next year, is to have guests on the podcast. So if you're interested in being featured, you can head over to blissandfaith.com/podcast. fill out the contact form. Let me know what you do, why you're interested, and what you think you can contribute to the Branded Bliss podcast. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. I would absolutely love to feature you. So let me know. Also, if you're looking for a place to hang out with like-minded other creative ladies and mothers in business, I would absolutely love for you to join my private mastermind community, the Dreammakers Creative, on Facebook. I'll link it in the show notes so you can join there, and I would absolutely love to have you. Can't wait to be doing some live streams and just giving group members or mastermind members a more in-depth look at the business and really work with individuals one-on-one in the group. And even for free. So that's a way to definitely get access to any type of consultation, auditing, you know, for your brand or blog. That's a way to get direct access to me, because in the new year, I'm definitely going to be switching up the services and product offerings, and I will be doing a lot more in the mastermind community. So I'd love for you to be a part of it. Alrighty, so I hope you have, a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Looking forward to 2017. And yeah, let's get it done. Let's get after it. So until next time, I want to thank you again so much for listening today. And I cannot wait to be back with another fresh episode. And I'll be talking to you all then. Have a great one.